Hey Blues fans, glad you found us. Time for another episode of This Week in the Blues. It's our weekly take on blues history. I'm your host, Jimbo Big Train Madsen, with the blues band Big Train and the Locomotives. So let's take a look and see what happened this week in blues history.
Louisiana blues and rhythm and blues guitarist Boogie Bill Webb was born March 24, 1924 in Jackson, Mississippi. His music combined Mississippi country blues with New Orleans R&B. His best-known recordings are Bad Dog and Drinkin' and Stinkin'. He moved to New Orleans in 1952 and became friends with Fats Domino. Webb relocated to Chicago, where he worked in factories. There, he met and played with Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, Jimmy Reed, and Chuck Berry. Wrecking Crew bassist Carol Kay was born March 24, 1935. She is one of the most prolific recorded bass guitarists in rock and pop music, playing on an estimated 10,000 recordings in a career spanning over 50 years. Kay began playing guitar in her early teens and, after some time as a guitar teacher, began to perform regularly on the Los Angeles jazz and big band circuit. She started session work in 1957, and after a bass player failed up to turn up for a session in 1963, she switched to bass and quickly made a name for herself as one of the most in-demand session players of the 1960s. Harmonica legend Lee Oscar was born March 24, 1946. Oscar has been described as the harmonica whiz and considered among the best rock, blues, soul harmonica players. In 1983, Oscar formed a company to manufacture high-quality harmonicas. His company, Lee Oscar Harmonica, sells harmonicas suited to many different styles of music, and Oscar's altered tunings allow players to explore other genres, such as tango, reggae, Latin, Asian, and many more. When the harp player Junior Wells died, he was buried with a tray of Lee Oscar harps. The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, was born March 25, 1942. With global sales of over 75 million records, Franklin is one of the world's best-selling music artists and one of the most influential and important voices in pop history. Franklin began her career as a child singing gospel. At the age of 18, she embarked on a music career as a recording artist and found success in 1966. Commercial hits such as Respect, Chain of Fools, and Think are part of our pop and soul music vernacular. Blues singer and musician Junior Parker was born March 27, 1932 in Bobo, Mississippi. He is best remembered for a voice described as honeyed and velvet smooth. He was inducted into both the Blues Hall of Fame and the Mississippi Musicians Hall of Fame. Around 1950, he began performing with a group of performers in Memphis known as the Beale Streeters, which included both Bobby Blue Bland and B.B. King, among others. Parker died on November 18, 1971, at the age of 39, in Blue Island, Illinois, during surgery for a brain tumor. Blues guitarist Robert Lockwood Jr. was born March 27, 1915. He learned his blues firsthand from an impeachable source, the immortal Robert Johnson, and was one of the last living links to the glorious Johnson legacy. Lockwood was capable of conjuring up the bone-chilling Johnson sound whenever he desired. Lockwood settled in Chicago in 1950 and became an in-demand session musician, recording and performing over the following decades. Texas blues guitarist and singer Johnny Copeland was born March 27, 1937 in Haynesville, Louisiana. He is the father of blues singer Shamikia Copeland. Johnny Copeland was influenced by T-Bone Walker and formed the Dukes of Rhythm in Houston, Texas, and made his recording debut in 1956. Although his early records met with little commercial success, he became a popular touring act over the following decades. In 1983, he was named Blues Entertainer of the Year by the Blues Foundation. In 2017, Copeland was posthumously inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. Chicago's boogie-woogie pianist Cripple Clarence Loftin was born way back on March 28, 1887. There is uncertainty over when and where he was actually born. Some say 1887 in Kingsport, Tennessee, and others say 1896 or 1897 in Burns, Tennessee. Enough of what we're not sure about. What we do know is that Lofton was born with a limp, which is how he earned his stage name. He actually began his career as a tap dancer, then started playing boogie-woogie piano and settled in Chicago. He definitely had an energetic stage presence, and in addition to singing, he would also dance and whistle. Blues singer Mary Johnson was born March 29th in either 1898 or 1900 in Yazoo City, Mississippi. Prior to her recording career, Johnson relocated to St. Louis, Missouri in 1915, when, in her teenage years, she worked with several of the leading blues musicians of the time. She married blues guitarist Lonnie Johnson. She recorded 22 tracks between 1929 and 1936. Her most noted tracks are Dream Daddy Blues and Western Union Blues. She wrote several of the songs she recorded, including Barrel House Flat Blues, Key to the Mountain Blues, and Black Men Blues. Austin, Texas blues guitarist and singer Sue Foley was born March 29th, 1968. This highly touted musician originally hails from Ottawa, Canada, although her home base shifted to Austin when she signed with Antones Records and cut her debut set, Young Girl Blues, in 1992. An encore, without warning, quickly followed. I was lucky enough to catch her show live recently, and not only is her guitar work impressive, I loved her new spin on old classics, and her versatility on both electric and acoustic guitars. To top it off, she's just a genuinely nice person who took time after the show to chat. If you have a chance to go out and catch her live, don't miss it. Blues guitar player Eric Clapton was born March 30th, 1945. Clapton rocketed to fame in the 1960s as the guitarist for the Yardbirds, John Mayall's Blues Breakers, and the supergroup Cream. Clapton eased into a solo career in 1970, but he was so hesitant to step out into the front of the stage, he adopted the pseudonym Derek and the Dominoes for the album Layla. After 1992's MTV Unplugged reconnected him with his blues roots he had built his career upon, he continued to record blues-inspired albums. The first was 1994's From the Cradle, which became one of his most successful albums. The original Sonny Boy Williamson was born March 30th, 1914. John Lee Sonny Boy Williamson was one of the most influential figures in blues history, a master harmonica player who not only brought the instrument onto equal footing with guitar and piano as a solo voice, but a singer, songwriter, and frontman who established a prototype for harmonica-led bands that's been followed ever since, albeit with modernizing enhancements along the way. He died at the age of 34 at the top of his game from a violent beating that occurred during a strong-arm robbery on the south side of Chicago. Well, blues fans, we just covered some of the highlights here. Now, if you want to know more about these artists or other things that happened this week in the blues, be sure to follow our social media pages or visit our website at bigtrainblues.com. We'll have a brand new episode next week. We'll see you then.